It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Here are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. State legislative Republican leaders say the Democrats' newly released budgets treat taxpayers harshly. Senate Republican budget lead Linda Wilson says the Democrats failed to turn a record $15 billion budget surplus into any significant direct tax relief for the people of Washington.
If a $15 billion surplus isn't enough reason to offer tax relief, then what is? What kind of surplus does government need before the people can trust that any significant and ongoing relief will come their way?
She says Democrats did manage a spending increase of more than 21% from the previous two-year budget.
It was suggested that substantial tax relief would threaten the sustainability of the majority's budget. So let me get this straight. Tax relief creates a sustainability issue, but a 21% increase in spending does not create a sustainability issue.
The supplemental spending plan passed out of the Senate without any Republican support. Senate Republican Leader John Braun and House Republican Leader J.T. Wilcox say Democrats need to listen to the people and take to heart their financial pain. Braun says Democrats refuse to help middle-income people.
We're helping the folks at the bottom of the economic spectrum, and we're not worried about the Bill Gateses of the world at the top of the economic spectrum, but the folks in the middle are just getting squeezed. We ought to be thinking about the working people in the middle who are getting no assistance and are really getting squeezed in a very regressive way by inflation.
Wilcox says not only is there no meaningful tax relief, but the Democrats' transportation plans add fees and a fuel tax on other states, which may retaliate with taxes on Washingtonians.
I think I understand the source of the error in this. The party in charge has gotten so used to doing what they want, regardless of opposition, that they forgot that when you're dealing with other states, they've got the ability to actually do something in return.
Braun says majority Democrats aren't doing enough to help school children.
One of the biggest tragedies from this two-year pandemic has been with our children around the state. The learning loss, the academic challenges, the emotional, social challenges they have faced, particularly for students that entered the pandemic already kind of on the edge. They are already struggling academically. They already had more challenges economically. They had social, emotional, or behavioral health challenges they were dealing with. These kids are being left behind. And I'm really frustrated that the state has an opportunity to invest in programs to get these students the attention they deserve, to get them caught back up to where they should be academically, and we're failing. At the same time, we're able to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to double the cost of living increase for teachers. We have almost nothing invested in addressing the learning loss for students. This is a situation where the majority is listening to the public sector teachers union instead of to the parents and the children around the state that really need their help.
More people would be able to legally perform abortions under a bill making its way through the state legislature. The measure that passed out of the House and a key Senate committee allows physician assistants, advanced registered nurse practitioners, and certain other providers to perform abortions. Senator Mike Patton opposes the legislation.
I feel this bill is rather extreme in two ways, in allowing all these additional folks to perform abortions, and then secondly, not having any real accountability other than medical malpractice suits.
The Spokane Valley Republican says the bill protects providers from disciplinary action and criminal prosecution. Patton says this measure is apparently a reaction to the work of legislators in other states.
The rationale supposedly for this bill is that other states are going in a different direction, and that's certainly happening all over the country as various legislators try to protect vulnerable unborn children.
If passed by the full legislature, the bill would overturn a voter-approved provision allowing only physicians to perform abortions. Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.